It's Draymond Green, kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
Y'all smoking the competition. Oh, come on, tell me how that feel, baby.
Stop it, Rick. Stop it. Ricky Rose. I'm going to do my Ricky Rose.
Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The word is respect. R-E-S-P. You know Aretha Franklin sung this, right? Respect. Here's the deal.
Shout out what it means to me.
When you have it and you are respected in your line of work, sometimes you get things that you're maybe not supposed to. And when we talk about these coaching searches and trying to figure out who the right guy is and trying to get a guy into your building and trying to get a face-to-face, it's respect. Now, maybe a coach falls in love with an organization, Mike, and they just blow him away, and that could be the case with the Giants and Harbaugh today. But according to our buddy Connor Hughes, who reports on the NFL, he says the reason why there is a very good chance that we are going to get a face-to-face with John Harbaugh is because of Matt Ryan. And that Matt Ryan and Harbaugh have a mutual respect between each other that might give him a chance to not only get a face-to-face, Mike, but also give us an opportunity to kind of sell what this is going to look like. The Giants are getting that opportunity. They're making a massive push to try to get him done today. And I don't know if that's going to happen, but I hope this is the case. And this is why I've been saying, I think, Mike, we're going to get that. I don't think Harbaugh shuts it down today, but who knows? Maybe the ownership there with the Giants, and you know it better than I do, for the years that you were there, maybe the offer is so ridiculous that he can't turn it down. I don't know.
Well, I was just tweeting out there. I mean, after thinking about this, remember, I'm Joe Judge. People want to know who Joe Judge is. I really thought Daboll would be better based on what he did with Josh Allen in Buffalo, but he just flamed out. And they rolled the dice on Daniel Jones, and it came up snake eyes. But the Mara and the Tisch families, they know in New York, the New York media is saying, basically what you just said, you can't let Harbaugh leave the building.
You can't.
You know? But I will say this, for Harbaugh, you know, Baltimore to New York – six times the media size, the pressure, the heat, the juice, which is cool because if you're a star there, if you can make it there, as Frank said, you can make it anywhere. But do you want to deal with that? Come to Atlanta? That's part of the consideration if the money's even Steven. If nothing else, Carl, he can use us for leverage because the Giants have to land him. You know, Orrin made a great point during the break. We hope we can get him, but the Giants, because of all the things I just said, they can't not get him up there.
Yeah, it feels like more of a fail than it might hear. But it still feels like a fail for us because we have never hired anybody of the caliber with the Super Bowl qualities and you know, a head coach. We've talked about this. I've talked about it for the last few weeks. Arthur has always gone with the up-and-coming guy, and that's fine. But if you got a chance to get proven, sometimes you might want to go that route. But it will feel like a bigger fail in New York, no doubt about it, because the Giants and what they've been dealing with. 404-726-0929. As we start the 3 o'clock hour, guys, is brought to you again by our friends at Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Here's the deal, though. Mike, what if we don't? Maybe he doesn't make it out of the building today, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe he's, hey, it gets out. Harbaugh's found his spot. He's going to stay. He's going to be the Giants head coach. Where do you immediately pivot to? And we do not know, by the way, the Falcons haven't already done this, okay?
Right. They have an idea. Matt's got a whole game plan, hopefully. But we don't know. We've never seen Matt do this before.
No, but where do you pivot to? If he is candidate one, which we do not know, this is Mike and I talking about what we want. And a lot of times this organization has listened to us. Most times they have not, okay? And that is, just being honest with you, the times they've listened to us, we're to a Super Bowl. Mike, 2014-15, what did we say? We need a center.
Right, Alex Mack. They went and got it.
They went and did it, and we went to a Super Bowl. So sometimes they listen to us, sometimes they don't. What do you pivot
to? If Matt is prioritizing experience, then Stefanski. But that's not as certainly sexy as Harbaugh. Tomlin, we said, because he may just simply take a year off and not going to field any offers. You know, unless somebody makes a major play for Harbaugh and then throws some money at Tomlin, but you may have to give compensatory picks to the Steelers since he wasn't fired. He quit, but. If I ran the team, I'm trying to lock
what would
up
you
Kubiak. I want Clint Kubiak. But that's the risk, though, because just what I mentioned about the Giants. We've rolled the dice. Arthur Blank has never, ever signed a head coach who has been a head coach. As I said yesterday, he inherited Dan Reeves. Everybody else was a first-time NFL head coach. Morrow was an assistant, you know, back in the day. Smitty was an assistant. Quinn was an assistant. Raheem had been a head coach. So, yes, technically he did hire Raheem, who had been a head coach, but we know how that turned out. So would you go back to the well of a guy who's yet unproven, but the Kubiak name is pretty darn good, brings a lot of cachet. And it lines up with a lot of what we're already doing. Defensively, the tree from Shanahan to Saleh to Ulbrich and all that kind of makes a lot of sense. So that's why I love the idea of Kubiak, because Kubiak is an offensive-minded coach. You already got the defense here with Ulbrich, and then you get the most out of Michael Penix. I didn't say fix. Get the most out of Michael Penix Jr.
I'm so glad you did.
All right, so you got to fix Michael Penix
Don't
Jr.
Don't say that.
404-726-0929. Where do you pivot to? If Harbaugh's your number one, okay, and the reason why we're talking about this, he is in the Giants building today. They are trying hard. Here's what we already know, and this is we knew this going in, but it's been reported now, and the Giants, Mike, are willing to not only pay him, which is part of this, right? We know the teams that are interested. I said this to you guys. They know what the going rate is. But they also are willing to give him whatever staff he wants. And I get the sense Joe Shane's going to be marginalized. Like yes. I feel like the current general manager there, if you do that for Harbaugh and you allow the world is yours, come in and fix this. The current general manager is going to be marginalized. He's not going to have the power that he had, even though allegedly, Mike, he's in on this hire. He fired Dable, and they said, oh, we're keeping him, and you're going to be a part of this coaching search. But not if Harbaugh has full and total control.
Yeah, and I don't know what the – I believe the Marrow side of the ownership is pushing Joe Shane to stay. I don't see why.
Me neither.
I think they should be looking for a new general manager as well. Because this guy is a nightmare. I mean, they've gone completely backwards, and we already talked about, you know, the great gamble. It's 3 weeks of that behind the scenes on HBO with them with Saquon. Have good luck in Philly, idiot. You know, and then we talked Daniel Jones. You know, cut. You and I said it from all the way down here, looking up at the Giants. Cut bait. Let him go. Let somebody else fix him. And the Colts have tried to. But yeah, I would not want to get in the unless, as you said, he's basically stating his terms, and the Giants going to roll with it.
We're going to see. We are going to keep you updated throughout the course of the afternoon right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Meanwhile, we started the show by saying, Mike, who are the Falcons going to add to this list of interviews?
Well, Antonio Pierce apparently is talking to the Falcons today. Again, don't know if it's on the phone or face-to-face, but a guy that won a Super Bowl with the Giants, tough guy, took over for the Raiders and then got fired the next year after leading the Raiders to under 500. But a dude who's defensively minded, don't really know what kind of staff he would put together and how that would look. But I like the guy's juice. I think he's got energy. You know, he's kind of like a very, very, very poor man's Mike Tomlin because he's a guy that demands accountability.
He does. Look, I sometimes you get a raw deal. The Raiders, look at how they've gone, man. 1 year fired. 1 year fired. 1 year fired. Like, that's been their coaching tree over the last 5 to 6 years. You just can't get any stability. And look, I know what you're going to say. Well, those guys didn't prove, just like Rob maybe didn't prove over the last couple of seasons. Why wait? You continue to move on. But that's kind of been their MO. They've done this for a very long time, which is why that franchise has been mediocre at best. So you, at some point, you got to get some stability. So I'm saying this to say Antonio Pierce, I didn't think he did a terrible job. And we forget the previous year when he took over was the reason why he got the job because guys really responded to him. They went on a nice little run. They beat Patrick Mahomes at the end of that season. He gets the job. They come back. And a year later, he's fired.
Right. Meanwhile, I don't know if you want to bring this kind of heat on yourself in your first job as a head coach, but Chris Shula, the grandson of Don Shula, has been linked to the Dolphins. And that, I mean,
DC out with the
talk
Rams.
Talk about the synergy. Yeah, man. He's the guy that replaced Raheem Morris as the defensive coordinator. That would be interesting. And that, I think, would be adding a lot of extra pressure on yourself to do that. But Shula. He was, let's see, the fourth overall defense behind the Vikings, Texans, and Seahawks, according to Pro Football Focus and all their metrics. We all know what he's got on that team, the rookies they drafted. It's a really stout defense. He's also linked to Tennessee. You want to take that on? You know, go coach your grandpa coach?
No, I don't. That's too much.
Yeah.
It is.
I mean, look, he looks the part. He looks right out of Central Casting like his grandpa.
Yeah, but you're right. I mean, that would bring in the old heads with the new. You're right about that. But I also think you're asking for a lot because you know what the first thing they're going to say, Mike, and it is the ultimate put down. He's not his grandfather.
Yes, exactly. No, it would be tough. They say that he helped to develop Kobe Byron. One could argue that Jared Verse and Kobe, and those guys came out of the box ready to go.
They did.
I can attest for Fisk and for Verse. But he did, like, to all the things we've bellyached about Raheem. Raheem did leave the Rams in great shape defensively.
Yeah. All right, man. Lots going on. Commanders are hoping to interview Vikings DC Brian Flores for their DC position. I think Flores would love to be a head coach. Mike said it. Is it still too much going on with the league there where a team might be reluctant to give him a shot as a head coach? He can be a DC, and, you know, I don't know if the Vikings is where he wants to be, but that's Dan Quinn, who's basically looking for somebody to come in and say, I need to run the team.
Right.
Finally, he's figured this out. He didn't do this while he was here. He tried to take things over. He did during the Super Bowl run, but Mike gave those duties back up and then tried to control everything at the end. I need somebody to run this defense. So he fired, one of his good friends, and now they're interviewing Brian Flores.
Some dark horse candidates for some of these openings. First off, Marcus Freeman took himself out of the running for any NFL job, saying that I'll pursue NFL maybe in the future. But I'm at Notre Dame. Young, good-looking, charismatic guy who's, you know, that you saw what they did to the Georgia Bulldogs last year.
Yeah, don't you think that's a good idea, though, for him where he's at? Or do you think he should have gone to the NFL, or at least try?
I mean, it's you're that's the ultimate wild card, because you're asking a guy to put a staff together. You got to surround him with some OGs, right? You know, it's a calculated risk. The NFL has been littered for decades with college coaches that had never coached as a head coach in the pros, and been, you know, either disasters or flamed out pretty quick. You know, going all the way back to Lou Holtz.
That's right. Quit on the Jets.
Bobby Petrino with us. But the other name is, and this is interesting, the Steelers may be interested in Kurt Cignetti. Now, wow, right? I mean, same thing. But now he does have connections because he's been in the game for so long. He's going to have a network of guys that he could pull from and other associates in college and pro to maybe put a staff together. But that's an interesting one.
It is very interesting. You know what else is interesting? CBS announced that Kirk Cousins is going to join them as a guest studio analyst for the division round and the AFC championship.
Oh, the camera loves him. Kirk can do TV if he wants.
A heartbeat. But isn't that an irony that it's CBS and Matt just left CBS and now Cousins is going to be a guest analyst? Well, look, we wish him nothing but the best, but Mike's right. Well, last time we spoke to Kirk, we were both saying this after he left the room, like, he could easily do the TV thing if he wants to do it. And, you know, a lot of times he's given us longer answers than even we've asked for as he's tried to explain some of this stuff, but it's fun, and he can be, Mike, what's the word, quirky? What, with Kirk Cousins?
Yeah, Kirk, like, he's got, like, Kirk, I think, eventually, and by the way, there's a lot of rumors, we'll talk about it in Guy Talk, that CBS is seriously, and I don't know if they're seriously considering, but everybody thinks they should be seriously considering dropping Romo.
It's Draymond Green, kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, and trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
From the A-team.
Okay.
And bringing J.J. Watt. Because the other idea would be, and you're not going to put Jim Nance on the sideline for the AFC championship, but to advance, I guess it's, is it Watt, Oren, that works with Ian Eagle? Is it Watt, J.J. Watt, is working with Ian Eagle? Anyway, that would be one of their better teams at CBS, the perception. Because Fox has got some of the better guys. You know, they got Greg Olson. Brady, we said, has really kind of elevated his game. But the idea that, I could see Kirk Cousins being a Tony Romo and better at it than Tony has been of late.
Yeah.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.